Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Memtes in Mesechta Sukkah. We're going to pick up where we left off, three lines from the bottom, on daf Memches Amabez, which is going to discuss, our daf is going to discuss the halachos of the libations that we had already begun to discuss earlier on our daf, the Nisuch HaMayim and the Nisuch HaYayin that took place on Sukkot on the Mizbeach. The Gemara will recount that the Tzedukim did not have the tradition and did everything they can to sabotage, as we learned already on yesterday's daf, the avoda of the Nisuch HaMayim. The Gemara will also discuss, if you will, almost mystical reasons for the Nisuch HaMayim and the Nisuch HaYayin. Today's daf is really a daf of Agadita. Going on to Amud Beis, the Gemara will then expound on different values that the Mizbeach represent, and also going to connect that to our own values and different teachings of the Amora Rabbi Lazar in our own Avodas Hashem. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up three lines from the bottom of Chesman Beis Tan Rabban. Maisa Bitzduki Echad, Shenisech Agabe Raglov. We learned in our mission there was once a Sadducee who was a kofer in Torah Shebaal Peh, and they don't believe in Nisuch Hamayim and Nisuch Hayayin, and he poured, instead of pouring in the basins that we learned about on the Mishnah, going from the bottom of Memchesam and Alf 2, Memchesam and Beis, he poured on his legs. Shenisei Chagabi Raglov, Urgamua, Kola'om, Besrogem. And the people who favored the Prushim, they threw at him their Esrogim. V'osa Yom Nifgema Kerem HaMizbeach. Now the Gemara adds something in a Brisa that appears in the Tosefta, and that is, that does not appear in our Mishnah, V'osa Yom Nifgema Kerem HaMizbeach. That one of the Esrogim chipped away at the Mizbeach. Rashi points out that it must have been a stone that chipped away. An Esrog, normally you would not think of chipping away at the Mizbeach, but something chipped away at the Mizbeach. Veviu bul shel melach, and they bought a clump of salt, visitmua, and they closed up the area. The area that had been chipped off. Lo mipnei shehuch shel avoda. The Mizbeach did not become kosher by putting in that clump of salt. The Mizbeach, as the Gemara is about to explain, on top of Mem Tesam and Aleph, was now posel. It cannot be used. However, there's another issue, because it's not complete, as the Gemara will elaborate. There's another issue. It's a zilzul to the Mizbeach, that there's a Mizbeach that's sitting and part of it is damaged. So for that, they didn't want it to appear. They covered it up. They covered up the blemish, even though that blemish is there and makes the Mizbeach possible. Continues the Gemara top of Mem Tesam and Aleph. Shekol Mizbeach she'en lo kevesh, v'lo keren, v'lo yisod, v'lo ribua, possible la'avod, because a Mizbeach that does not have a ramp, nor the appropriate corners, nor the yisod on the bottom, nor the ribua, that means the square-like area of the Mizbeach, if it doesn't have any of that, possible la'avod in such a case, one cannot use it for avoda. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Afasove. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda adds that what's also ma'akev is, what Rashi describes, is the karkov ha-mizbeach. This is an indentation on the mizbeach that adorns going around the mizbeach. Period. Omer Rabbi Barachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Barachana, it's called in the name, Rabbi Yochanan, Shisin, Misheshis, Yimei, Bereshis, Nivru. The holes that were made for the Nisuch HaMayim and the Nisuch HaYayin that was under the Mizbeach, that would absorb the water and the wine, those pores, those holes under the Mizbeach, already were there from the time of creation. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Chamuke Yirechayich Kimoy Chaloim Maase Yidei Omon. Literally, the Pasuk means the roundness of your flanks are like jewels, the work of a master's hand. Chazal Darshin, Chaimuke Yirechayich, what's referred to as the roundness of your flanks, that's referring to Elu Ashisin, those are the holes. Kamo Chaloim, they're like the holes, Shemuchulon V'yardin Al Tahom. Maase Yidei Omen, it's done like an artisan, Zumaise Yidei Umnuso, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's fashioned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the beginning of Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. Now the Gemara begins to expound on Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. Tandavei Rabbi Shmuel, Bereshis, Teira HaKadosha begins, Bereshis Barakim, Al Tikri Bereshis, Ela Boroshis. The part of creation was HaKadosh Baruch Hu making these two holes Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Amar Shisin Mechulalin V'Yardin Atom. These Shisin would go all the way to the innermost part of the earth, the Tom. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ashira Na Li Didi Shiras Doidi Lecharmoy Kerem Hoyel Didi Bekeren Ben Shemen. Vayaskeu Vayisakleu Vayitaeu Sarek Vayiven Migdol B'Soichoy V'Gam Yekev Chotzei Boy Vayikav Lasois Anovim. When Yeshayo Anavi said Shir to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was Doresh Eretz Yisrael as being a Keren Bon Ben Shemen, and he planted in Eretz Yisrael the roots of a vine. Sarek is a vine. Ze Beis HaMikdash, that refers to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Shoresh, just like the roots that he planted, not a vine, but a root, Rashi explains, which is the shorish of Klal Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is the shorish of Klal Yisrael. Vayivgven Migdo Besocha, Zem Mizbeach, that refers to the Mizbeach, V'gam Yekav Chotzav Bo, and he dug a bar, Elu HaShisin, that refers to these holes where the wine and the water goes down. The Gemara brings the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, that holes a Yayin that was Nisnasecha Gabi Mizbeach would enter the side of the Mizbeach between that and the Kevesh. And the Shisin did not go down all the way to the Tahom, like we had learned above. Tanya Belazim Reb Tzadik Lul Katan, there was a small trough. Hayabain Kevesh Lemizbeach, Mimaravish Kevesh, Vachas Lashivim Shana, Pirche Kuna Yaldim Sham. The young Kohanim would go down there, Malakdim Sham Yayin Kamush. And they would collect the wine that had congealed from 70 years. Shadom El Igule Dvela had become like a pressed date. Ubon v'sarfen also b'kedusha, and it would have to be burnt b'kedusha shenema, as the pasuk says, b'kodesh asech nesach sheichel Hashem, that the nisuch has a status of kedusha. Shem shenisucha b'kedusha, and since the pouring was done b'kedusha, kach sreifasol b'kedusha, so too it needs to be burnt b'kedusha as well. Says the Gemara, my mashma, how do we see that the sreifa is equated with the nisuch? So says the Gemara, Amravina Asi Kodesh Kodesh, Ksiv Hacha Bakodesh Hasech Nesech Sheikhar Lashem, Uksiv Hasam. And the Torah says, Saraftas Hanoser Be'esh Lo Yochel Ki Kodeshu. You're supposed to burn it because it's Kodesh. So both of them have Kedusha. Just like when it says by Noser, it's referred to as Kedusha. So too, the Kedusha of the Nesachim also has that same status of Kedusha of Noser, and it needs to be burnt. So continues the Gemara command, Azlah Disnan Nisachim Bitrila. At the time that he sanctifies the wine and designates it for the Nisachim, to the point that he begins to pour it down, Malin Behen. It's still subject to Mila. Yardul Shisim, but when it goes down the holes, a Malin Behen. Then there is no Isser Mi'ila, which is the Isser Doraisa of deriving benefit or damaging Kachim. Labor of Lazar Bar Tzadiki. Let us say that that follows the opinion of Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadik that said that the wine would go down to the trough on the side. Di Rabbanan Hanachtu Lula Tahom? Because according to Rabbanan, it goes into the Tahom. So according to Rabbi Lazar Tzadik, the Chiddush is that once it goes to the trough, it's not subject to Me'ilah. According to Rabbanan, you can't access it because it goes to the Tahom. You wouldn't need to tell me this halacha that afterwards it's not subject to the Me'ilah. Says the Gemara, Afilu Teima Rabbanan. You could say that it follows the Rabbanan. Despite the fact that it normally goes to Tom Bidi Iklit, it's talking about a case where he collected the wine after it was poured right by the holes. Vigad Amri, I always say, Leim Rabbanan Hivulob Rolos Avrit Tzadik, that it follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, who hold that the Nesachim go to the Tahom, and then there is no Isra Mila. However, it does not follow Rabbi Tzadik. The Rabbi Lazar, because it will follow Rabbi Lazar and Tzadik, when it's in the trough, it's hard to imagine it wouldn't be subject to Mila, according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Tzadik. So the Chiddush here is that it's not subject to Mila, because according to Rabban, it goes all the way down. But according to Rabbi Lazar and Tzadik, it should be subject to Mila. Says Gemara, Filu Teim Rabbi Lazar. We could follow Rabbi Lazar. Ein lecha davar, shenatza mitzvaso malin bo, but we have a very important rule. This appears in Yuma, on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, and that is once the mitzvah is complete, then it's not subject to mi'ilah. Period. Amar Yish Lakish bizman shem menaschin yayin al gabei mizbech, at the time that they pour the libations on top of the mizbech, poikin es hashisim, they would first stop up the holes to see the water, the wine fill up over there. L'kayim mashneim abakodesh haseich nesach sheikh l'Hashem. My mashma, what is that coming to bring out? Amar Papa, sheikhar lashon shtia. The word sheikhar refers to drinking, lashon svia, lashon shichras, to becoming intoxicated. Amar Papa, shmami, no, we hear from here, kisava inish chamra, migroine sava. That a person becomes full, as if his throat has become full, that is a sign that he is satiated. In other words, when he's drinking it with such fullness, that even his entire throat is full with wine, so then he'll become sovea. Amar Rava, sovrim rabbanan de lo nafish lechamra. Those rabbanan, those tell me they chum that don't have a lot of money and therefore they don't have a lot of wine. How should they fill themselves? Ligamue game. They should fill up themselves up with large gulps. And this is the idea that the filling of fullness with wine is not necessarily how much comes into the stomach, but if the wine fills up the throat. Rava kosa de berchasa gmui gami. And this is what Rava did when he had a kosho bracha. Darish Rava. Rava darshins psukim from Shira Shirim that we mentioned before. Maya fufa mayach pane olim mas nadiv. That's the ratio of the pasuk of chamuche yirechayich that we had spoken about in regards to the reference to the holes in the Beis Hamikdash that we saw towards the top of Amud Aleph. What's the first part of the pasuk? How beautiful are the legs, Shel Yisrael, B'shah Shalom L'Regel. When they go up, Bas Nadiv, Bito Shalom Avram Avinu, Shekara Nadiv, the daughter of Avram Avinu, who was called Nadiv because Avram Avinu donated his heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar Nadiv Yam Nesaf La'am Elokei Avram. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov, Elokei Avram, Shaitchil Lager. He was the beginning of those who converted to monotheism. Tanin Devei Ravonin, Mai Dichsiv Chamukei Yireyich, Yireychayich, this pasuk that we learned before, that's referring to the Shusim, Shisim. Now Chazal are referencing to another drasha that says, Kemo Chaloim Masei Deuman. Chaloim refer to nice stones, which refer to the Luchos. It says Yirechayich kemo chaloim. Lo malacha ma yarech b'seis after reitar b'seis. Just like the top of the calf is covered, it's not sneezed to expose it. So too, the reitar is supposed to be done in a modest way and not before hesia. V'ha'inu damar b'loz ma'asiv yigidu l'cha adam atoyv u'ma Hashem dorish m'chakim asayis mishpat v'avas chesed v'atznei aleches im'ishem l'kecha. Asayis mishpat ze'adin, va'avas chesed zog gmilas chasadim. Doing mishpat refers to judgment. Doing chesed refers to gmilas chasadim. Atznei aleches im'alkecha zo atzos hameis ve'achnosas kala. Being modest in your ways, like HaKadosh, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's taking out the dead and achnosas kala. Rashi explains that by them the word leches is used. The pasuk in Koel says Tov leches al beis avim leches al beis mishte. So word leches refers to both the kala and the mace. That's vatznei leches im elokecha. And the Gemara continues Valo dvarim kal v'chom ma dvarim shetzrich darach l'lasas b'far hesia. Things are normally done in public. Tzedakah. Excuse me. Hotzalas hameis achnasas kala. Amra Torah tznei leches. Dvarim sha darach l'lasas b'tzina. Those things are normally done. Bitzina, like for example, tzedakah, alachas kama v'kama, certainly they should be done bitzina. Therefore, Talmud Torah should also be done bitzina as well. Once we mention mitzvahs, gemilas, chasadim, and tzedakah, the Gemara continues extolling those features and those maisim. V'kama amar b'loz, a godol oisit tzedakah yosim mikol karbonos. Giving tzedakah is greater than all karbonos. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Asoy tzedakah mishpat nivcha l'Hashem mizavach. Tzedakah mishpat, it's a pasuk in Mishlei Beferish, is greater to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Karbanos. V'amar Rabbi Elazar, G'dolah, Gemilas Chasam, Niyosim, and Tzedakah, doing chesed is even greater than giving money for tzedakah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Hosea, Ziru lechem letzedakah, kitzru lefi chesed, niru lechem nir, ve'esled rosh es Hashem, ach yavo, ve'yoret tzedek lechem. Chazal darshim, im adam zorei, if a person plants, safek ochel, safek en ochel. Adam kotzer, vade ochel. If you plant, you're not sure if you can eat. If you cut off the fruit, then you certainly eat. Hence, when it comes to tzedakah, tzedakah is like giving him the money, like planting for him. The chesed is like the ktsira, that he'll definitely derive the benefit for the goodness that you're doing for him. Vam rab lazar ein tzedakah mishtalemes elefi chesed sheba. The tzedakah is rewarded based on the chesed. Shenemar, as the pasuk we mentioned before, Ziru lechem letzedakah v'kitzru lefi chesed. Period. Tanur Rabbanan, b'shoyesh advarim gedola, gemilas chesed miyosem enat tzedakah. There are three things that gemilas chesed is greater than tzedakah. Number one, tzedakah b'mayin, tzedakah you give with your money. Gemilas chesed b'ayin b'gufa b'ayin b'mayin. Gemilas chesed you do with your guf. Tzedakah l'aniyim, gemilas chesed b'ayin l'aniyim b'ayin l'ashirim. Tzedakah you can only do with poor people. Could do a chesed even for a rich people, person as well. Tzedakah l'chayim, tzedakah is only given for to live people. Gemilas chesed b'ayin l'chayim b'ayin l'meisim. By doing a chesed, for example, with a meis mitzvah, you could do it for a dead person as well. V'amar b'lozer kol oisus tzedakah mishpat kilu milei kol olam kula chesed. Whoever does tzedakah and mishpat, it's as if he filled the entire world full of chesed. Shneimar oiv tzedakah mishpat chesed Hashem mala arts. Shema tomar kol abal likvots kofetz. Whoever wants to do chesed, you immediately give him the opportunity and you point him in the right direction. Tamalomar mayoker chas techolokim. No, you need to choose for the right person. In other words, those people who deserve the chesed, you have to choose the right one who are entitled. Yachol af yirei shemayim, okay? I might think that yirei shemayim also have to worry to be careful for mayoker chas techolokim, to search for the right person to do chesed for her, really titled to that. Tamalomar v'chesed Hashem me'olam v'adolam al yireyav. This is a play on the pasuk. The pasuk in Tehillim, the literal meaning is that the chesed of Hashem is on those who fear him. However, Chazal here are darshaning that the chesed of Hashem is always on those who fear him, and they don't have to worry. Once we mention Yerushimayim, the Gemara tells us other kolim about Yerushimayim. Amar Rav Chama bar Papa, kol adam sheyesh lav chein, a person who has a, for lack of a better term, a grace, a beauty to them, an inner beauty, but you do ashu yirei shemayim. We know that they have yirei shemayim. Shneimar chesed Hashem me'olam v'ad olam al yireyav. The chesed Hashem is on them, and that is expressed in the chein, which is a siman that they are yireyim. Bamar blaza ma'idich siv piyu pascha b'chach v'saris chesed al shayna, that the eish eschayil has a mouth that's open with Chachma and Torah's Chesed. Was Torah's Chesed? Chiyesh Torah shel Chesed, v'yesh Torah she'ena shel Chesed. What does it mean, Torah of Chesed? Is there a Torah that isn't of Chesed? Ela Torah l'shma zuhi Torah shel Chesed. The Torah that's learned for the appropriate reason, Neve Shechaim says that the meaning of Torah l'shma is because we want to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Zuhi Torah shel Chesed. Shelo l'shma zuhi Torah she'ena shel Chesed. But it's not a Torah of Chesed if it's not l'shma. Maybe the explanation for this Gemara is that the Nefesh HaChaim elaborates that someone who learns Torah Lishma is doing fantastic things in the galaxies and for the universe. So that is, a person who learns Torah Lishma, he's doing a chesed for the entire universe. Ikud Amri, l'lamda zui Torah shel chesed. If he learns in order to teach others, then that's a Torah of chesed. Shalolo namda zuhi Torah she'en shel chesed. But if he's learning just for himself, that's not a Torah shel chesed. That gives me comfort, this Gemara, as we conclude today's daf, that my daf yomi is a attempt to learn with you. So be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocha to continue to do chesedim for each other. That if I help your learning a little bit, then that is my Torah shel chesed. And you, by listening, gives me a tremendous koach to be able to continue. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Tes in Maseches Sukkah.